If you had met Barbara Britt yesterday in the Champaign County Courthouse, you'd have thought the middle-aged woman in the bright blue-green dress and conservative hairdo had just come from church. Britt has come back, in a way, only her journey has been much rougher.
I have a 30-year heroin, cocaine addiction, intravenous drug user for 30 years. I've been to prison 4 times, and this last time they got me for possession of a controlled substance, and they wanted me to be a drug court client.
At first, Britt thought it would be much easier to accept a jail sentence and keep getting high in her hometown of Peoria than agree to be supervised. Previous incarcerations meant a stretch of time on methadone, but her conviction in Champaign County meant time in jail with no heroin and no methadone. Britt changed her mind and accepted drug court.
The first 90 days was long, but then after that, I started going to my meetings, and they would let me leave the house and go outside meetings and doing everything that us addicts, recovering addicts do, you know.
But you didn't think that, at the beginning that you'd be able to make it?
No, I fought it all the way. I didn't want to surrender because I liked to get high. But, you know, now that I'm a different person and I'm in recovery, I wouldn't trade this life for nothing in the world.
Barbara Britt was in drug court for nearly 2 years. 28 probationers remain under the court's watch today. They appear before Judge Jeffrey Ford every week as they undergo treatment. Prosecutors, defense attorneys, and probation officers all have a hand in their client's success. And it's up to counselors like the Prairie Center's Vicki Moss to help offenders stay clean. Sometimes it means being hard-nosed.
With addiction, there's a lot of manipulation and a lot of denial at play, and you have to be able to weed through that. And I do believe in holding people accountable. I'm not going to do them any service by sugarcoating their treatment and their addiction.
Why? Straight line.
Moss says after many difficult weeks under the rigorous requirements and random drug testing, there comes a time when an addict begins to like the feeling of being clean. But those clients have to want it. She's seen clients drop out and even die, but she also gets calls from drug court graduates telling her they're still doing okay. Vicki Moss says perhaps hundreds of drug offenders could benefit from drug court. The problem is money, and not just for the court itself.
I mean, we have no funding for drug court, and that's what we would like to get because we have, I've got clients that need dental services, health services, medication. We have limited resources in this community. And, you know, in order for a person to be able to succeed in life, they need to get every opportunity that they can. But if you don't have the resources, where do you go?
Despite the obstacles, the state says drug court has managed to save the court system money by keeping offenders out of jail. The Attorney General's office says while traditional conviction and jail time lead to a 45% recidivism rate, drug court counties report rates of between 5 and 28%. Just before he handed out diplomas on Monday, drug court Judge Jeffrey Ford revealed the graduates' collective criminal past and how far they've come since.
There's 10 misdemeanor convictions and 24 felony convictions among the five of them. Now, in the past 7 years and 9 months, there have been 3 petty traffic ticket violations and 2 misdemeanors incurred by the five of them together, and none since last July. So they've been basically crime-free of anything for almost a year.
Judge Ford says drug court graduates never really leave the process. They keep in touch with their counselors. In fact, some graduates attended Monday's ceremony, as well as potential future graduates, like Wendy Leonard, who's finished her first year and says she's now turned her focus from drugs to landscaping.
When we have the graduation, it just gives us all the much more encouragement to do what we're supposed to do, and it's a great program. It's really turned my life around, and I'm grateful that I was chosen and had the opportunity to be on drug court.
After 25 years of using drugs, Leonard says coming clean doesn't happen overnight, but her goal is to stand with the next set of drug court graduates. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.